Is guacamole a fruit salad?
What is the best milkshake for bringing boys to the yard?
Ostriches are dinosaurs.
Don't piss off old people. New game.
What do you mean it gives you Arby's mouth?
Artisanal muck duck balls.
I think they call that autofillatio.
I want to high five a shark.
Welcome to Bar Banter. Relax, have a drink with us as we debate the most controversial topics in the world today.
On today's podcast, we talk about which celebrity would be the least likely to be a lizard person. We interview for the Bar Banter cupbearer position. And lastly, we create a breakfast food tier list. But first, we have a guest, book reviewer and host of the Insert Title Here podcast, Raul Sanchez. What are you drinking? And tell us a little bit about your podcast.
Well, I'm drinking a Smirnoff. It's a pretty pink bottle. It's pink lemonade. It's very fitting for the branding, I guess. It has 4.5 alcohol, so I'm going to be okay by the end of this.
You'll be all right.
I'll be all right. Yeah. I'll probably get another one after this. But I host a podcast, interview authors who I feel like shine the best when you let them show their personality off, because I tend not to pick up a book just by reading the synopsis or looking at the cover. I just like seeing the person talk about it just makes me want to pick it up way more than that. So that's why I started the show, and it's doing well. I restarted like the channel, so it's a baby channel. I wanted to see how it would be to grow from square one again, and it's doing great.
I love that. And where can we find your channel?
So it's under the Raul Reads name. All you have to type in is Raul Reads. I did not want to put Insert Title Here as the channel name, only because other things pop up and it just confuses people.
Sure.
So, and I also had it exclusively on Spotify before, but that was a problem where people who don't have Spotify can't listen to it. And I was like, all right, we'll just put it back on YouTube because everybody voted for it on Twitter, now X.
Yeah, so. It's Twitter.
Yeah, it's Twitter still to me.
Yeah.
But I usually do polls and let everybody else decide what they want.
Awesome.
For the show.
Love that. So the man who has read all three Twilight books more than 20 times because he believes he is part vampire, Rick Madison, what are you drinking?
I'm trying a new brew out tonight. I have a fresh pressed from Wicked Weed Brewing.
Nice.
And it's pretty yummy. But Raul, you should know, we are the poll on this one, so no Twitter posting for our opinions. But Ben, what are you drinking?
I'm trying something new tonight also. I may have tried it months ago. I don't know. I may have tried it when I was always drunk, so I don't remember. Nice. I'm trying Seth MacFarlane's whiskey. It's called Bear Fight.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's solid.
It's probably hard to drink. Yeah, I was gonna say can't be good if it's solid.
I had to wrestle it, but it's good. I'm enjoying it. Travis, what are you drinking?
I too am trying something new. We did not plan this, so
All right. Excited
for this. But as if you guys have listened to the podcast, everyone knows I'm a sucker for a bottle. And I was in Costco the other day, and I found the Henry Derringer's whiskey.
Nice,
neat, right? It's got a gun on the top. It's like an old school flintlock pistol type thing. Probably one of the first that he designed. It's okay. It's not bad. But the bottle's awesome. So I'll put a picture up on the X Twitter thing. And you know what's funny? I did some research and I found out that Henry Derringer was actually a lizard person. I was so
that was
I never would have
had to. You just had to slither that one in there, didn't you?
That wasn't even a...
You just said I did. I just...
You didn't even try to hide it.
Nope.
You just said it.
Nope. Just went right into it. Guys, Drew and I were talking on one of the podcasts recently, and one of the topics we came up with was which celebrity would be the least likely to be a lizard person? We did least... If you go back and you listen to the episode, we said least because we thought we would all probably settle too quickly on the most... Or it would just be too broad and there might be too many. I don't know. We thought least would be a little bit more honed in. So we went with least for this one. So who's got celebrities that they would just be like appalled and shocked to find out would be a lizard person? And by the way, lizard person is, for the purpose of this podcast, a generic term for non-human someone who's a little weird, something's a little off about them. They're not quite right. If you think of the senator in Parks and Rec, like season 8, season 9, who just after he's done shaking all the hands, kissing all the babies, he just stares at a wall. Something's a little off there. That's when we say lizard person, that's what we mean.
Yeah, because we can be like lizard person or / alien or something like that, right?
Whatever.
I'll go first because I've got a big list and I've got one that I'm actually really like. So it's funny because this person was like on the surface, maybe comes off a little strange or a little out there. But then you really get to know this celebrity and realize that he's like super genuine, one of the most genuine celebrities out there. And that's Keanu. Keanu Reeves, very genuine, very puts it all out there. He's very open. Man does his own stunts. I mean, like, he is literally a genuine person for everything that he does. I could not see him as a lizard person. I couldn't see him as an alien. He's the embodiment of what every human male wants to be. So
I do not want to be Keanu Reeves. So
I definitely want to be Keanu Reeves.
That's right. I'm not saying I wouldn't be Keanu Reeves. I would like, if I'm aspiring to someone, it wouldn't be Keanu Reeves. So I don't mind that pick. That's a decent answer. Not someone I had thought of, but I like that one. Rick, Raul.
Well, the first one that came to mind was Jamie Lee Curtis. I would completely lose my. Oh, I don't know if I can cuss.
Yeah, go for it.
You can definitely toss.
I would lose my shit if I knew Jamie Lee Curtis was not real. I thought of Steve Buscemi as soon as you said lizard person, but I was like, no, that sounds a little messed up if I just put him out there like that. Michelle Obama, I would feel some kind of way if she was. Emily Blunt, John Krasinski. How do you pronounce his last name?
I would be absolutely crushed if Emily Blunt.
Right. The couple, yeah. I would totally flip a table. I was like, what the fuck?
So it's funny you mentioned that because I too, Emily's not my pick. But Emily crossed my mind as a non-lizard person.
Yeah.
But I think John is. Or at least I wouldn't be in.
Really?
I don't think he's a lizard person, but I wouldn't be as shocked as some of the other people to find out that he was a lizard person. You know, like if I was grading him on a scale or something, he's probably like got a 20% chance of being a lizard person. Right? He's a little.
It's never zero.
Yeah. It's, but like. Emily Blunt is a lot closer to zero than John Krasinski. So
that is true.
I was like, she might have married a lizard person. I'm not 100% sure. I went with one of my all-time favorite celebrities. I went with Donald Faison. I think he's just, for those of you who don't know him, he's Turk in Scrubs. That's his main, I don't want to say his main call to fame because he was also in Remember the Titans. But I just feel like he's too real and too genuine to be a lizard person, and I would probably be heartbroken if he ended up being a lizard person. I think Zach Braff is definitely a lizard person, but Donald,
yeah,
definitely. I think they're like yin and yang. Zach is 100%, Donald is 0%, and they just complement each other perfectly. So that's my take, Rick.
But I mean, like, I'm on IBMD or whatever it is, IBDM, I don't know what I'm on. But like top 100 actors and actresses, celebrities, like, can we be real? Like, they're all lizard people? Like, can we just...
But which one is the least likely?
It's got to be one of two answers. It's got to be one of two answers.
It's got to be me.
It's got to... I wish I would have thought of that. It's got to be either Tom Hanks.
Nah, I don't...
Or Harrison Ford. Now
I would
now
I would jump
Tom
on the
Hanks,
Ford.
You want to doubt, but that's why he's the least likely, because people are crazy. And some of the people that we've mentioned, as you know, blends in too well, they've studied too hard, you know, comes across too genuine, almost fake, you know. And some could say we're living in the Matrix, which is why Ben picked Keanu. So I don't know, not technically not a lizard person, but
I think Tom Hanks is a lizard person over Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
I think Tom Hanks might be like the alpha,
again, they're all
the alpha lizard person, the guy at the top. He's the ruler. He's the guy. He's the senator of them, essentially.
Yeah. Is there a single person in the world that doesn't like Tom Hanks? Like, he's literally mastered like me.
Right. Which, like, is why he's a lizard person.
I'm 100% on the Harrison Ford camp, Rick. But I think I agree with Travis. I don't think Tom Hanks.
So that the way we phrase that brings up a follow-up question. Are we saying there's people in the world that don't like Harrison Ford? Because I'm going to need to...
No, you can like lizard people.
Good point. Yeah, you can like them. But I would say there's everybody thinks Tom Hanks is this wholesome, wholehearted, you know, guy. Right. And I don't, you know, Harrison Ford played a lot more action movies. About Harrison movies. Ford? You know, I don't know.
Harrison Ford.
But I get that feeling more with Tom Hanks.
Harrison Ford is likable in a different way. He's not a wholesome character. He's
we're not talking.
About I know. Played. No, I know. I'm just saying.
But that's how. But that's how we relate to him.
Yeah.
How do you know he's not wholesome?
He's not.
How do you know?
I know.
Unless there's some, did he murder your family? Unless
back
there's
some alley.
Story that I'm just not aware
that's
of.
The bar. Are you wholesome? Did you murder my family? No, then you're wholesome. Cool. Awesome. Lots of wholesome people out there.
Oh my God.
Love that. My only other person, I had two others. Chadwick Boseman, RIP.
Dude, he's on mine too.
Yeah, like I thought there's no way he's a lizard person. And then Ben, I thought you were about to say my quote backup's name. When you talked about like a little weird and then when you get to know him, he's actually really genuine or whatever. I think Jack Black is, I don't think he's a lizard person. Yeah. I think he's just weird and that's okay.
Can I go dark for a second?
Sure. Yeah.
Technically, the least likely is Heath Ledger because the autopsy has been done and no lizard was found.
Oh, so that has been released to the public.
Ooh, there it is.
Sir. Sir.
And now, can we rewind to the episode of Conspiracies Most Likely to Be Real?
All right, so here, Ben, do you want to throw out a backup? I only have you down for Keanu right now. And then I'll read the full list and we'll pick from the list.
Yeah. I mean, so the clearest backup is obviously Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I mean, he is not a lizard person. I don't really need to explain why. I mean, he's just not.
Okay.
Wholesome family man who's ripped. And
I think Ben Travis asked for a backup and you just picked the same thing twice.
You think
little differences.
Dwayne Johnson and Keanu Reeves are the same person?
I mean, they're both badasses.
Yes, I will argue that in a later podcast.
Dear God, I hope they're not the same person. But Ben, do you have pick one more and we'll pick from the list.
What do I need to pick? That was my backup.
Fine, whatever.
Steve Carell.
Roll with it.
Steve Carell. Okay. Steve Carell is not a lizard person. Okay.
Emma Watson.
I don't hate that. Okay, so we've got
Emma Watson.
I'll put her down.
Yeah,
she's too proper.
Okay, so we've got
perfect.
Here's the list. Here's the list. I'm gonna go: Keanu Reeves, Jamie Lee Curtis, Michelle Obama, John Krasinski, Emily Blunt, Ian McShane, Harrison Ford, Chadwick Boseman, Jack Black, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Steve Carell, and Emma Watson.
That's a good list.
That's a good list. I think most of those people are not lizard people. I said earlier, I think John Krasinski is probably a lizard person. Again, of those people. So I'm going to take him off the list. Is there anyone else that you guys think is maybe...
Jack Black might be a demon. Or an alien.
That's not a lizard person.
No, we said lizard person is not.
I know. Non-human entity.
You're right. I'll take Jack Black off because he's probably...
He knows too many things about that. And he can make noises like nobody else on the internet.
That's true. That is so true.
You can take off Ian McShane because nobody knows who the fuck he is. Okay. So.
Ian McShane. How dare you, sir?
He's gone.
I mean, you and I do.
I'm okay with him being taken.
I'm struggling with Jamie Lee Curtis and Michelle Obama. Raul, convince me why they're not lizard people. I'm not saying they are, right? I'm saying of the list, there might be more likely to be a lizard person.
Jamie Lee Curtis is just so real. She's so chill. I don't know if you've seen her interviews.
I've only seen her in yogurt commercials, so I don't know.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Activia.
Well, and the movies, Ben. But like
Halloween.
Okay, I was about to say, like, True Lies was like great movie. Probably my first boner watching Jamie Lee Curtis. That's why I don't think she's a lizard person, because that was a beautiful scene.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis, I am on board that she is not a lizard person.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Michelle Obama, on the other hand.
That's really a hard one.
She's really tall.
She's really tall. That's got lizard person coded.
That it's very coded.
I'm gonna take her.
We can take her off.
There's something about her that's like she's really nice. She seems like a great person.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something's a little strange.
Well, is Barack a lizard person? Because if you think he's a lizard person, then you might as well just associate.
He could be a lizard
with it because they're married. Because they're married.
I'm gonna say
that's a good question.
Let's just blanket politicians are all lizard people. Okay. I think that's I'm okay fine. With it. I think you have to be a little non. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you have to be a little bit lizard.
The last three on the list, Ben, you had Dwayne the Rock Johnson, Steve Carell, and Emma Watson. No, you didn't have Emma Watson and Rowe Hood, but Emma Watson.
Rowe, which was a solid last plug. Right. Yeah.
So why? Tell me why Dwayne or Steve didn't make your first overall. Over Keanu.
Yeah, so for me, Keanu is one of the few. I mean, I follow the Keanu and I follow The Rock. They're two of my all-time favorite actors and celebrities. But Keanu has built up this entire homage about being 100% true and genuine to everything he does in his life. And he does all of his own stunts. You know, he's played all kinds of different roles. Like, so is The Rock. And The Rock is a big family man. But, I mean, it was 1A, 1B for me, honestly.
Big family man.
Big, massive family man.
Okay. Also, I was reading off the list that I wrote down, and I had not written down because I had it somewhere else. Donald Faison. So Donald Faison is also on this list. So the list right now is Keanu Reeves, Jamie Lee Curtis, Emily Blunt, Harrison Ford, Donald Faison, Chadwick Boseman, Dwayne the Rock Johnson, Steve Carell, and Emma Watson.
Let's pick a male and a female. One male, one female.
I'm okay with that.
All right. Okay, you're telling me this man is not a lizard. That's a lizard. That's a lizard.
He might be a little
dude. Lizard. That kind of looks like a lizard.
Harrison Ford looks like a lizard, guys.
Based on his ability to survive a plane crash, I'm gonna make him a lizard person.
Yeah, I feel like he can survive anything.
He's not human. He's not.
He's been through a lot. Yeah,
that's why he's part cyborg at this point. We're just keeping him alive through cybernetic.
Well. Well, unfortunately, if that's the case,
you know what? Okay, I'm more comfortable with that.
Probably need to take away Jamie Lee Curtis because Jamie Lee Curtis is getting pretty up there, and she still looks good. I mean, Harrison Ford's getting up there; he still looks good.
Which is why I didn't put Paul Rudd on this list because that man doesn't age.
Well, he's looked the same for 40 years.
Exactly, so. He's got to be a lizard person for sure.
Jamie Lee Curtis is aging very gracefully. Harrison Ford is not. Please tell me you don't think that looks
good. No.
But he's like trying to smile.
He's in his 80s and he's still doing Indiana Jones movies. I mean, he's aging fine.
Those are stunt doubles at this point.
Harrison Ford aged really gracefully until his 80s. Or what? Yeah. Like
until he did Crystal Skull.
50 then through 60, 50 through like 70, he had perfect salt and pepper and everything. And then, at 70, he didn't great ages great.
Makes sense.
And that's okay.
That's crazy.
Okay, so if we're let's do. I like the idea of one male and one female, just because I think that'll help us get there. So for females, we got Jamie Lee Curtis, Emily Blunt, and Emma Watson. My vote would be for Emily Blunt to be the least likely to be a lizard person.
Except you think she's married.
I think she might be married
to a lizard person.
She might be. She doesn't know.
I'm gonna jump on the Emma Watson camp because of that one too. Fact
she's
that too, Krasinski is probably a lizard person.
She's I think Emma's too perfect.
No,
she's too perfect. There's no flaws.
Too perfect.
There's no flaws.
She's just very educated. That's all that
you can't be that smart and that pretty, right? And not
so are we saying that Emily Blunt isn't smart?
I'm not saying she isn't smart. I'm saying that smart. They called her one take Watson. When doing
any she's that good.
That's my point.
She's that good. But are we gonna penalize are we gonna penalize her for being a really great actress?
Yes.
And if she's that good of an actress, she had to have learned it by being a lizard person.
Exactly.
Well, we've seen her act for 20 years and we've seen the progression, not only looks but acting skills. I mean, like we've seen the progression.
Thank you.
I don't remember Emily Blunt prior to Emily Blunt being an adult.
That's because she's not perfect. She had to hone her acting skills for.
But
for
I don't years, know
Raul prior.
I'm to saying I'm saying Emily Blunt could have landed here as an adult and then became boom. Then she's an actress.
I really hope that's how you approach life, Ben. Like you see strangers and you're like you're potentially a lizard person because I didn't see you as a child.
I mean, why not?
Little
I
mean, hey, I'm here for it. No,
I'm not carrying a gun. I gotta think you're a lizard.
I'm absolutely a lizard person. So.
I saw you as a child. You're fine.
That's my point. Little do you know, I'm absolutely a lizard person. All right. So I think based on that alone, we have two for Emily and two for Emma. And Jamie's out. Rick, is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's come back to that. Maybe
Jamie's absolutely a lizard person.
Okay. So for
Rick's the tiebreaker.
No, because it's 2-2.
No, yeah, I'm the one that.
You went okay. Yeah. Danny.
No, we'll come back. We'll come back once we see them on screen. Hey, Danny. Of these two women, which one is least likely to be a lizard person? Emily Blunt or Emma Watson?
Emily Blunt.
Huzzah!
Yes. All right, it's fine. Good job.
That's a good
one. Wasn't my vote, but I like it.
She's British.
She is British. That's true.
Yeah. They're both British.
They are both British.
That's right.
All right, for the men, Keanu Reeves, Donald Faison, Chadwick Boseman, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Steve Carell. All of these people are least likely to be a lizard person. We're not saying they are a lizard person. We're just saying they're least likely.
Oh, okay, I got it. Just
so,
least likely.
Right. So of the least likely, who's the least likely? I think Steve Carell is probably a lizard person because...
What?
Of the people, Raul, listen to me. I don't think he's a lizard. Of the people on this list, he's probably the most likely to be a lizard person because he's too good at not breaking character.
Except I would say that everyone that's listed on this list, we've seen in roles, and Steve Carell is by far the hairiest man we've seen in a role. And can you think of a single lizard in the world that has hair?
They don't.
It doesn't have to be a lizard, though. It could just be an alien. It could be someone in a bodysuit.
Can you think of an alien that you've ever seen or depicted with hair?
How many?
With hair?
Chewbacca?
Bing, ding, 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 ding. Thank you, Rick. Next.
Real aliens, Rick. I'm only thinking real aliens. Come on, man.
Whoa.
Got your mouth.
Look, I'll drop Dwayne The Rock Johnson because I know I have a hard-on for him and you guys probably won't vote for him, but I want to keep Steve Carell in. So if we need to eliminate somebody.
Okay.
Dwayne The Rock makes it before Steve Carell. I'm not living in a world where Steve Carell is less of a lizard person than Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Can we cut both of them out?
Yeah, because The Rock looks like the leader of the lizard people. Have you seen his workout routine? Who the fuck does that?
The Rock.
He's The Rock. Yeah. Who else?
The Rock is a descendant of a Komodo dragon. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
Which is a lizard.
Yes,
exactly. Yes, exactly. Yeah. All right. So The Rock and Steve Carell are out. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, we'll get them out.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. So it's down to Keanu, Donald, and Chadwick. Anyway, I'm still on the Donald. I think the Donald Faison wagon. I have to say that specifically. Chadwick might not be a lizard person. Probably isn't, but I'm going to go Donald over him. And then Keanu, I think there's just a little too much weird about him. There's something just a little off, which is not a bad thing. I'm just saying of the two, I think I would go, or of the three, I would go Donald. That's my vote. Rick, of those three, what's your vote? Snap judgment.
I think I have to go Donald as well.
Yeah, I'm picking Donald.
Keanu's a good one, though.
I don't need to vote.
That's fair. I like Keanu was a I.
Make him vote.
He voted for Keanu.
Make him vote.
He voted for Keanu. So that's it. Our least likely to be lizard people are Donald Faison and Emily Blunt. I like that. Those are good. Do you think we could like interview them to figure out who would be a lizard person or not?
I have Madonna on speed dial. We can call her up right now.
Nice.
For a position at the Barbander podcast interview. There you go. There it is. It clicked.
You guys are really good at transitioning, though.
Thank you.
Oh my god!
Thank you.
That was so smooth. I didn't even catch. Oh.
Did we even do a transition?
Yeah, I said, we should probably call these people up and interview them to see if they're a lizard person.
I missed it too, Rip.
It was that bad.
Amazingly terrible.
It was so good.
Hey, what can I get you? Actually, real quick, can you do something for me? Can you like the podcast? Can you go click that like button? Could you also subscribe? That'd be cool. And if you do, the next round is on me. All right. Guys, I talked to our president, Lukewarm the Fifth, and he has requested us, to hire a cupbearer for the podcast. Why? I'm not 100% sure. But we got to come together and figure out a way to find out who is going to be the best cupbearer for the Bar Panther podcast. And so my thought is that this person needs to be trustworthy and loyal to the podcast. They have to have some sort of knowledge of etiquette and how things are presented and received. They have to be graceful in carrying said cup or beverage. They have to understand the ingredients that are in the beverage and how they kind of coalesce together. And then that's the kind of the drink side. But on the other side, if something were to go wrong, they've got to have adaptability skills. They've got to have communication skills, problem solving skills, and like a little bit of discretion. They can't just jump on the podcast and say, don't drink that. I mean, unless we're about to, you know, and then, yeah, maybe do that. But if you could be discreet about it, that would be probably more preferred. So that's kind of my thought of what we're looking for. And so what questions would we ask someone today to fill the role of Bar Banter cup bearer? I got some questions. I took the route, I think a lot of us probably took this route, of modern day questions for a outdated medieval position. And so I said, how do you prioritize and manage multiple drink orders in a fast-paced environment? Getting that like problem solving as one of the qualities we're looking for. Can you describe a time when you handled a difficult customer request, being us, or a complaint related to the beverages, and how did you resolve it? Right. So kind of, again, problem solving, making sure that they have the etiquette if we're going to throw glasses at them. Right. And then, are you willing to put your life on the line for the podcast? You've got to taste all of these before we get them. And if you die, you die. Like, that's at the end of the day, we have to know that you are fully committed to the cast. And those are my biggest three: problem solving, dealing with us, people skills, and are you going to put your life on the line?
I like those. So I have a couple of similar ones. You know, speaking of etiquette, I think I would want to know, are they aware? What are the two classic blunders when it comes to being a cupbearer? I think just right away, I need to know about etiquette, and I need to know the knowledge of the situation. So that's what I need to know. So maybe not necessarily the drink, Travis, but I just need to know, do you know what the two classic blunders are? And then after that, as you said, it is a noble cause. What would you, that would be a question. What would you consider as a noble cause? I would want to know that answer. And then finally, let's say they get it wrong. Let's say I die or one of us dies. I need to know how they're going to handle the situation. And so my question would be, what coating would you add to a miracle pill? How long does it take for full potency? And what activity should I avoid after I take said pill?
I feel like you're pulling,
that's what I want to know.
I feel like you're pulling that from one of your job interview questions.
That's what I want to know. What I want to know.
So repeat that last one again for me so I can kind of attempt to write it down a little bit.
What outer coating would you add to a miracle pill to make it more effective? How long does it take for that pill to reach full potency? And then what activity should the consumer avoid for a good hour?
Okay. Raul, you are a guest on this podcast. I'm glad we have you on for this segment, because usually employees or members of a group tend to get snowblind a little bit for what they're looking for in a position. And so I want to know from an outsider's perspective what questions we should ask for a Bar Banter cupbearer position.
My approach was a little bit vain. It's a little silly.
I like it.
So
good.
My first question would be, are you able to hold a 27 liter wine bottle at all given times?
Nice.
I have a drinking problem. I want to know if you're going to enable me. Like, I need to know that you're able to hold this big bottle. Because if you can't, it's not going to work out.
Wait, are you 27 liters?
That the big,
that really like big the bottle. Magnum bottle? Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Like, I need to know if you can hold that.
Okay. Okay.
I have a drinking problem.
Can I say hold and pour from?
Yes, because that's important too. Yeah.
You can't just hold it. You got to pour it too.
You got to be able to pour it. You need upper body strength.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
You got to hold the maximum amount you want to. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly. A good one.
There you go. This one's a little bit vain. Are you left-handed or right-handed? My good side is the left. And if you can't pour from that side, it's not going to work out. So can you switch your hands if needed? That's very important. I'm very vain. Last question would be, if one of our fellow hosts is being a little silly, how stealthy are you? If per se, I would say spike one of their drinks with laxatives, how would you execute it to the best of your abilities without one of them catching on?
So you're trying to determine if they would kill us.
It's laxatives. I hope that doesn't kill you.
But I'm saying, you said spike. So, and I like this because if they come up with something too detailed, I'm here for it because they're able to catch someone else. Right. Exactly. If you're vague, that leaves room for interpretation and
I wouldn't trust someone.
I like that. Yep. I hadn't thought of that. And I really like that one. Ben.
Yes. Or
give me 3, 4, 5, 8 questions, you know, whatever.
I'll stick to 3. All right. So I went modern day questions, but I put a modern unique spin on them while still, of course, making them relatable to the question. For so sure. First one is, this position may require you to be physically active in different situations, lifting, carrying, or fighting off enemies that try to poison the king, queen, or person receiving the cup. What type of martial arts training do you have? Question number one. This position requires a background check. Have you had any legal issues, especially problems with alcoholism? Because we can't risk the cup being empty when you deliver it. Number two. This position requires speed and accuracy. What is your 40-yard dash time? If the cup is empty, I need to know how quickly you can refill it. Number 3.
Okay. Yes. I thought we were going to go all kind of what I did, and we didn't, and I'm here for it. So I've got to recap. Are you willing to put your life on the line for the podcast? How do you prioritize and manage multiple drink orders in a fast-paced environment? And can you describe a time when you handled a difficult customer request and how did you resolve it? We also have, do you have understanding of the two classic blunders of a cupbearer? The show's knowledge and etiquette. What would you consider to be a noble cause? And what outer coating would you put on a miracle pill? How long was that pill going to take to actually take effect? And what activities should you avoid for the first hour? We have, are you able to hold and pour a 27-liter bottle of wine? We have, are you left-hand or right-handed? / are you ambidextrous? Can you adapt? And how would you kill us? Lastly, we have, what martial arts training have you had? Do you have any legal issues? And what's your 40 time? As a broad spectrum of questions, and I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. I think off the top, I like the how would you kill us?
I think that is a good one.
I like the martial arts because I think that kind of goes into the
I don't like martial arts.
I hadn't thought of it, but we need someone to protect us. Like if we're
protecting this, not our bodyguard, they're protecting our drink. I don't need a sumo wrestler to fight off
my drink. People that are trying to poison the drink.
Yeah, he should be able to fight back.
Yeah, but all right. I let my vote be known.
Okay. I have marked it down because I thought that the martial arts could be a fun way to determine the, are you able to handle and pour a 27-liter bottle of wine? If you have the martial arts skill, you probably have some balance and strength. And so that's why I kind of, to kind of collapse those, I like the martial arts one. None of us did a real like hypothetical that's outside the box. Like how many doors or windows doors or wheels there are. And I think, Rick, you came the closest to the miracle pill. So I'm going to take that one. And
I can throw up one of my fallbacks if we
prefer. Don't go swimming for at least an fallback. Hour.
Let me just recap these three, and then we can kind of sub some in and out if you guys don't like them. I know Rick already doesn't like one of them, but you know we'll go there. I said, how would you kill us? What martial arts training do you have? And obviously, we can frame them as actual questions. And then the hypothetical... If you had a miracle pill, what outer coating would you have? How long would it take? What do you guys think about those three?
I'm okay with the physical aspect. I would much be curious about your 40 time or your ability just to hold a large wine bottle versus the martial arts aspect.
Okay.
I out of all the ones that I did, the 40 time was probably my favorite, because if I'm empty, I want you to go refill it as fast as you fucking can. So, and that's relevant in a very non-relevant way, because honestly, every year, anybody that watches football or a lot of other sports, 40 time is a big deal. I mean, that is a job interview when they track your 40 time.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, it is a question.
I also just want the pride of knowing our cupbearer can beat the freeze, because that would be cool.
Right? Right?
All right, so I'll jump out there. So the 40 time was big. I keep going back to the two classic blunders. I can't shake it. And it's so relevant to this. And then holding the giant bottle. I want that strength and speed. And then I want somebody that's got their wits about them, you know, whether they're a Sicilian or not. You know, I want to be able to go against those classic blunders. So,
okay. Mm. Raul, which ones stick out to you?
I think the killing, how would he kill us or she kill us? I think that's very important, just because I want to be able to trust you, you know, with that drink, and how fast it can come to us when we need a refill.
Okay.
And if you can hold it and pour it efficiently. I like that one too.
Okay.
So that's three.
Yeah. Rick, what you got?
I do like the how would you kill us one. I think that shows a lot for the position, basically, like how, because it also is how do you know how to protect us? Like, what are you looking for? So I like that one a lot. I do like the 40 time. I'll be honest, I'm pretty split on the 40 versus the holding a large bottle.
The 40 times is better.
So I can pick a can. Oh, we're saying 40 times better. Okay. Yep. Then I guess my vote is 40 time then, if we're there, unless Travis picks what. Yeah. Anyways, I don't care. One of the two, I want a physical aspect and necessarily speed. Fighting people. I just, because it's about my drink.
Yeah.
I want to know, can you hold my chug of Tito's all day, or can you quickly fetch me another Blue Moon?
So based on everyone's responses.
Oh, and the magical pill.
Yeah. That would be okay. That's what I was going to say. So, There was no, we didn't have to, like, I just had you guys kind of vote for three so we can kind of figure out which ones we want to pick. And so the ones that stuck out to everyone, and I think this is a good list, is, are you able to hold and pour a large bottle of wine with your 40 time, the outer coating of a miracle pill, and how would you kill us? And I think if we ask those four questions,
we should be set.
We would be able to narrow down our candidates, and actually whoever we end up going with, we would be able to find the right person. And I think that's it. I know that, I don't want to say that was easy, but like,
and I think
we crushed it. That was awesome.
Add on
perspective. Yeah.
To the miracle pill. You also need to know if you know the difference between mostly dead and all dead. Cause that would obviously influence if you're using the miracle pill or not.
It's a big deal.
I like that.
Obviously you find the miracle pill in Australia, and we know what is popular about Australia with iocane powder.
What?
As
I'll
you
keep,
wish.
I'll keep making Princess Bride.
As you wish. So. Travis, please tell me you just catch on, man. We've been Princess Briding it for 10 minutes.
No, I haven't, because
that's okay.
I'm trying to also run the podcast. So if I
miss that, that's why
that's
great.
That's a good point.
That's
why it's great.
Do you guys think that the cup air would also taste breakfast foods?
Yes.
No. Unless we're saying mimosa is a breakfast food, and it better be on the tier list board. So.
It's not, because we said food.
Breakfast smoothie.
I almost put drinks.
Oh, we're
on
making
there.
That distinction.
Okay. I did. Right. I did, because I came. I have like 25 foods, right. So I was like, I'm gonna keep drinks out of this. We're back at it again with another tier list. This time we're doing breakfast foods. Again, those of you who have never done a tier list before, instead of ranking them 1 through 10, we're going to put them into a group of either awesome, good, average, not so good, and awful. And the way we're going to represent those as S, A, B, C, and F. I know that's a little weird. If you're a nerd, you understand it. For those of you who are not nerds, just go with it. S is the best. I think it means super. A, B, C. And then just because we only want to have five, we did F, because F is usually for failure. So with that, I've tried to pick a couple at the beginning that I think should be softballs, so we can get an idea of where things are going to go in the list, and we can go from there. The first breakfast food that we'll be putting into the tier list is grits. F.
F.
Fucking F.
I'm glad.
Rick is shaking his head as in it's not F.
Rick, you would eat that for breakfast?
Rick's from Georgia, and granted, I am too, but it's a consistency thing for me. It's like, don't get me wrong, grits taste fine. I mean, it's corn. It tastes fine, but it's a consistency thing. I can't do it.
I feel like I should go to bed now.
Rick, just so I know, are you anywhere close to an F?
No.
Okay, so you're like an A.
Yes.
Okay.
You're lying.
I'd be okay with
just
this.
Leave it. Just leave it at F.
I think it's got to be F. I think we got three out of four is F. That usually means F.
I mean, if we average it out, it would be like a C, but you know, whatever.
That's fair.
I'm okay with
like
C.
An F plus.
That's why I should go to bed now. I feel like this is going to happen on all of our softball questions.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Breakfast sausage. Where is this in our tier list?
It is by themselves, right?
Yep. Just
it's an S.
Just
it's
the sausage.
Top of the list.
Oh my God.
Top of the list. That's an S. Breakfast sausage literally goes with everything.
I'm going to go with B.
See, I'm an A, and that's an average. Rick, where are you with just breakfast sausage? Are you F?
Yes.
Damn.
F?
Okay. What? That's somewhere like right here right now. It's probably closer to a B.
Yeah, it's closer to B.
I don't like that.
As long as it doesn't beat bacon, we're fine. So,
oh yeah, is that the next one?
No, but that'll come up later. I'm just struggling. I'm still just staring at sausage and B, and I'm like, I don't like that. But
it's C.
Fuck you! I had to have grits at F.
I know. I'm not saying your opinion is invalid, but like, it's hard.
It's not hard at this point. Yes.
No, it's definitely not a C. Anyway. Next breakfast food, waffles.
Oh,
and this
they're not that good.
This is the I must say the standard waffle, like not chocolate chip, not anything inside of it. If you want to put syrup or butter on it, sure, but nothing in the waffle.
Well, are you getting like a Waffle House or is it Lego Mayagos?
Insert place here.
Yeah, it's the generic. It's waffles in general.
A B.
I think B is probably accurate.
Yeah.
Rick?
Yes, I would say it would be B.
Okay.
B's good. I'm good with okay. It.
Waffle pancake is the center of the bell curve.
Yeah.
Literally the same thing.
Yeah.
What?
We'll get there. Save your opinions. Next breakfast item, scrambled eggs. Specifically scrambled eggs.
I go with an A. It's not the top of the list. I don't know. I might go with a B.
I would put him as B as well.
I go with a B.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I would have said A or B, but B is makes sense to me. That works.
10 years ago, it would have been an A or an S, but you know, palates develop.
Oh yeah.
Sorry. No opinions. My bad.
No. 10 years ago, it would have been an F. I've had too many. I've had too many cardboard eggs.
The the fruit medley. Where is that going? That's not the right picture. What just happened? There we go. The fruit medley.
The fruit medley.
I know what I did. Okay. The fruit medley. Where is that going as a breakfast food item?
C.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah. Can't do an F. So we will do a C.
I'm not
going to. You can. We can.
No.
I would it's vote F.
Not that bad. I would, as grits.
I would vote F because I'm not a fruit person. That's like the one part of the food pyramid I don't enjoy like at all. But I'm comfortable with C. Like that. If you told me that's going to be good. C, that makes sense to me. I'm not mad about it like I am sausage or Rick with grits.
I'd be okay with a B for fruit, but no. C is fine.
No,
I'm not. No.
This lox and bagels, this is my S tier. This is my breakfast. I put this on here. I made the list. I'm going to put my favorite thing on here. I know it's not going to get S tier, but I'm voting S tier.
Royal Travis is...
I'm comfortable with it being an A.
I'm comfortable with it being a B, although I want it to be a C. I'd be okay with a B.
I can be okay with either.
I'll take C or B.
Okay. B. I think with an S, A-ish.
Yeah, give me a B.
B. I think B works.
Yeah.
Next, breakfast food, biscuits.
Taste the biscuits.
Where are we at on biscuits?
A.
Yeah.
Solid A, because you can do so many things with them. Sometimes they suck, but most of the time they're great.
Especially when they're fresh.
Yeah.
I have a hard time putting biscuits above waffles. But that's me. I understand. I would say biscuits are probably B tier.
I have a hard time putting biscuits above your lox and bagel.
That, well, yeah, obviously. But like,
only because
I'm trying to compare them.
Well, because to me, like the lox and bagel is like a unfair addition. And I get it that like we're getting into sandwiches in a little bit, because what I mean is like in my mind, I'm comparing plain biscuits to, you know what I mean? Like if it was a plain biscuit, plain bagel, to me it would be the same. But if it's like biscuits and gravy, I'm with Ben, it would be an A to me.
This is the biscuit with maybe like butter or jelly.
Right. And so because of that, I would border, like to me, it's the same as a waffle, it's the same as like it's the staple center food. It's a B to me.
I'm a B.
Like if I go to a continental breakfast and like I expect to see B items.
Right.
That's true.
Bro,
I don't expect to see a lox and bagel at a Continental.
Exactly. No, that should be higher than a B.
Yeah, that was kind of my point.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you're okay. I get your point. Unfair.
But like, I'm also okay
you
with
don't
leaving
expect
it.
To see.
I'm okay with leaving it as a B. Like it's not my item, but B's for basic.
We've got next one. Oatmeal.
F.
Yeah.
F.
Regardless of flavor.
I'm not gonna win this one. I like oatmeal. It's not S by any means, but like I probably would put it at B, but if you guys are all F, I'm not mad about that. The cinnamon sugar oatmeal, it's pretty dope.
Now, if you put peanut butter in oatmeal,
that's real good too. That's what I'm saying. So like,
and chocolate chips.
That's so okay. But so this
but
is,
we're adding,
this is,
we're adding to it though.
But this is, yeah. And that's okay. This is like, doesn't, I'm not saying, cause like with biscuits, it's like biscuits with like, butter or jelly. It's not the sausage, egg, cheese, blah, blah, blah. Waffles is with syrup and
not
butter.
It's like a chicken biscuit. Yeah.
Right.
I'd be willing to give oatmeal
the
C,
flavors of
but that's
oatmeal.
As far up as I would go with
oatmeal. Yeah. C's fine for oatmeal.
I would like to put oatmeal over grits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good with it. That's fine.
I mean,
I'll put peanut butter
not winning
and chocolate
that
chip.
Oatmeal
yeah.
definitely doesn't belong over grits.
Yeah. I'm okay. Well, let's keep it at F. That's fine. I think that's fine.
Leave it at F.
Bacon.
Okay.
That's S.
Bacon is an S all day.
Yes. By themselves.
How dare anybody that says something different? I don't want to be friends with you.
S.
I'm gonna put them in S, but I'm team sausage over bacon. That's me.
I mean, I wanted them both at S, so that's fine. As long as you say bacon doesn't belong at like a C.
No, I would.
Then you die.
I've just had so many. I've had enough bad experiences with bacon where they're like. Burnt?
No such thing.
Dude, burnt bacon is amazing.
No, burnt bacon is awful.
Well,
no,
that's
so
really crispy.
Awful.
But there's no such thing as a bad experience with bacon.
I just told you there is. Therefore.
And you're the only one.
That's fine.
There is such
unheard
thing.
Of.
Make that a poll.
on Twitter.
Where's my phone?
I will.
Literally 95% burnt bacon is great.
And that means 5% of the population is right. Next food item, the chicken biscuit. Yeah, now
it has to get, it has to go above biscuit
for sure.
Agreed. I'm gonna give this an A.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'd be good with an A. I love a chicken biscuit.
I think it does not deserve S. So
I'm good with an A.
No, I agree. Not an S, but
I think
for sure.
We're all on the A train. I think that works. Okay.
And Ben, I agree with you with the statement. It has to go above biscuits more than yes.
It adds more to it.
Agreed. Although I did have a really good chicken biscuit at the, around my house the other day. Oh my god.
Is it a mom and pop?
It was that and it restored.
I've had some S tier level chicken biscuits, but I've also had some C tier level chicken biscuits.
Yes.
So I think A works.
I will make everybody chicken biscuits on our trip because I make them from scratch all the time.
Bet. Do it. Next breakfast food item. The omelet.
For the sheer fact that you can pretty much build it however you want, the option and like if you're feeling goat cheese or cheddar cheese, if you're feeling veggies, if you're feeling meats, you want ham or bacon, like I have a hard time not putting it in S because whatever you're in the mood for. Like, the only way it's not is if you don't want eggs. Other than that, whatever you're in the mood for, you've got what you got. So, S.
I feel like people can mess this up, though. Like, they can easily mess it up if they don't get it right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll say this way. I'm okay with losing this. I can't put it in an S. I will go A.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Only because I tend to go more like a griddle, like bowl with potatoes on it, and like not necessarily an omelet. Mm-hmm. It's more like basically like a scrambled omelet, I guess, is what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm okay with it being S if that's what everyone else thinks, but for me and my preferences, I go A.
We used to call that a mountain man breakfast, Rick, where you throw like the potatoes, the eggs, the veggies, the meat all in like a cast iron bacon, and just eat it.
Yes. Yeah. And I would always choose that over and all. Like if I have
I would too.
If I, yeah. And I think, A is right. That feels right. Next
feels right.
Breakfast item, French toast.
Mm-hmm. I'll say it.
You're going to think it's an F. I know you will. You don't like cinnamon. See, this is an A tier for me. I love French toast. A good, especially challah French toast, in fucking incredible. Like, it's so good. This is what I would make on like the, I don't want to say holiday occasions, but like when it was time to make French toast at my house growing up, it was French. Like, it was on. It, like, we had the whole family together, assembly line that shit, make like an entire loaf or two of French toast, and it got gone within seconds. Like,
okay,
it is A tier. I'm borderline S. It's not quite S because I have like some doubts. Because but it's A for me.
For me, I want my breakfast more savory than sweet.
Sure,
always 100% of the time. I love French toast. But I'm looking at what we've tiered so far, and everything currently in S, A, and B, I would take over French toast.
Yeah.
So I would put it in C.
Yeah. C.
Eat it, but oh my God, I love it.
Like, I love that you have great memories with this. Like, I love that you have great
I'm
memories.
Proud of you for that.
Like, yes, I love that for you. But if I woke up and like somebody, if my mom made this, I would be like,
I would
have done something else.
I would marry my wife if she surprised me with French toast one morning. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, CT French toast. Fuck. next breakfast food item, the yogurt parfait.
I was just thinking, it's a C. I was thinking about it on my way here.
I think that's like, a fair answer.
I was like, they're going to pick parfait. You're going to give it like a low one. So it's a C.
This is an F. I will never get this.
And I'm also really? Okay with that.
F. I don't.
Yeah, I will take it. I will take the F too.
I think a C is a more honest.
But if we're keeping it real, we'll give it an F.
But I would give it an F.
Like, if someone handed it to me, would I eat it? Maybe. But I will never order a yogurt parfait if I'm going out.
Yeah.
Like, it never. Like, I'll give my yogurt parfait to someone else if it comes with my meal. I'm like, why do I have this? So I would go F. Here's Ben. What do you think?
You know what? You convinced me. I would do all of those things as well. So I'm okay with that.
If you put parfait next to fruit medley and we have fruit medley as a C, I would probably pick fruit medley. So parfait and an F is fine. I would have picked C, but F is fine with me.
Okay. Yeah. That's an F. Okay. Next breakfast item, cinnamon roll.
Oh,
ooh, baby.
For breakfast?
When else do you have cinnamon rolls?
Yeah. When else would you have them?
I'll go with something you know healthy. What? One of the few things, like cinnamon rolls and donuts, are probably the two sweet things I would ever want.
Yeah.
I'll go with an A.
Yeah.
I couldn't do just cinnamon rolls. I would need a savory complement, but well over anything syrupy. So, yeah, I would go A.
Yeah, I'm okay with A.
Rick, do you like cinnamon rolls?
I do, because there's typically enough icing that outweighs the cinnamon.
Good to know. I thought that was going to be a little bit more controversial. I'm here.
No, yeah, I'm here for it. That's exactly the exception that proves the rule for me. Like, there's always that one.
That's
one...
fair.
I'm okay with this list ending with bacon and everything else.
No, I think there's one or two that might make S tier.
You think?
No, there's at least one more that'll make S tier. Next,
it's cold pizza.
It's got cold pizza. It's gotta be cold pizza.
Chicken and waffles. Where's chicken and waffles?
That's A.
for sure.
Chicken and waffles.
I don't actually love chicken and waffles. Like, it's okay. So I want to hear other people's votes
so
first.
I think on paper, chicken and waffles with syrup is S tier. On paper. Like, the idea of it,
okay,
really, really good.
I'd rather
really
it on a plate. I'd
right.
On a plate,
on a plate. But on a plate, it's like
could be a paper plate, though.
It could be a paper
plate. Oh.
I think it's B tier because I think it's too much. I think
it's like, savory and sweet.
No, the flavor is good, but usually they pile like all this stuff. The chicken might be a little dry. You're cutting through it and it just like, it's good, mm-hmm. but it's not, it doesn't, I think it doesn't live up to the height in my mind of how good it could be. And that's why
it also, some of the hype is lost for me because it's the easy camp breakfast. It's like, let's throw these frozen, like, yeah. I can't tell you how many times that you just wake up to some bullshit chicken and waffle. And not that the idea is, but like that, you know, like you, what are, insert your memorable camp experience here, sure. or even band camp, you know, whatever.
Who hurt you? I feel so
chicken
bad.
Chicken waffles hurt
me. I feel so bad.
So I'm okay with B.
I think
waking up to some
B is right. Ben, what are your thoughts? Chicken and waffles.
Yeah, B's good. Okay. You know, between the grease from the chicken and the sugar from the syrup, that's a gut punch. So B at best.
Yeah, we're all old, so like you better take your
cholesterol
medication and your your tummy meds for sure.
Oh my god,
tums.
Yeah. Tums.
Next food item. Next breakfast food item. Eggs over easy.
I love me some eggs over easy.
I know you do, and that's why I put it on here.
Loving the runny.
But to me, like,
I say over easy. I'm gonna say like over,
I'm
over most,
B.
mostly
I'm
runny.
Medium.
Yeah,
like they're getting away. It's a B.
I'm good with a B.
Yeah,
I would probably go.
I'm sitting in A.
Medium.
Well, yeah. When I say over easy, it's like runny egg, not like over.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I know what over easy.
Is there any other version of eggs upcoming?
Hard boil?
I didn't put hard boil on there. There is other dishes with egg, but it's
okay. Well, so I guess all right.
It's not enough. Another egg only dish. It's omelet
to
scrambled
me,
and over runny.
All right. So to me, like scrambled egg is the easy button of egg choices. You just drop it, and so any other variation of egg becomes A for me.
I like A. Because I think you can, well, yeah, you can put eggs on toast and everything. Being able to mop up the runny egg with some toast afterwards,
oh yeah,
real
girl.
Good. It's yeah. Everyone good with A?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. I'd prefer B, but A is okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. And it sounds fine.
Okay. Next breakfast food item: shredded hash browns.
S. Give me an S.
That's an S. F.
F. F as in Frank.
F. F as in Frank, the bottom of the barrel.
All right, so we got
that's a
very different ends of the spectrum. So this is not for our listeners. This is not like rosemary potatoes or just potato chunks. This is not the McDonald's hash browns where it's formed into a brick. This is the I shredded it on a mandolin and I cooked it, and it's kind of like.
It's like your diner.
Yes, your diner hash browns. Yes.
Yeah.
With the little crisp on the top. I can't go anything but S, maybe an A+. So I need to be high on this
right
one.
Now we're about to be, Rick. What do you think?
I don't think I can go S. I can go A.
It's not.
Yeah. But I can't.
It's got to be a B at this point.
Well, so we have an S, an A, and an F.
What do you think, Travis?
Like this version of hash browns is not it. That's what I'm saying. Like there's better versions of hash browns.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
That's why I'm not sold.
All right, B.
I just don't know why that would take you to F.
I think I'm at B. I think I'm at
okay.
B.
B is fine.
I had a bad experience.
Bad experience once.
Who hurt you?
I was hung over. I was hung Waffle House.
No, Waffle House never hurts you. That's never.
Yes.
Nope.
That Waffle House only.
That is not true.
Waffle House.
I was hung over, guys. I asked for hash browns, looking forward to my hash brown, and it was this piece of shit. I was like, what is this? I was like, what is this?
Well, if you went to Waffle House expecting a bougie brunch,
I did.
That's your own fault.
Yeah, that's
I don't know what state are you in, Raul? I gotta know.
I live in Texas. Okay. Maybe that's why. Yeah, I live in Texas. So.
Yeah, Waffle House only
bad experience.
Waffle House only improves you. Next food item, next breakfast food item. bagels with schmear. So this is just kind of your, I'm not saying everything, whatever bagel
that changes.
No,
but it's got to go below your Lux and whatever bagel, right?
It's got to be C.
No, because I think salmon pulls away from the bagel. Like, I think it, for my biggest thing with Lox and bagels, but no, for me personally, I like my bagels with just butter or with cream cheese, or you're doing a full like sausage, bacon, egg and cheese, like all that kind of stuff. But for me, you've already got bagels, bread, you've got the cheese, and then the Lox adds a little bit too much saltiness to it. That's just my personal opinion.
I don't think I could look Twitter in the face if I put those two even.
We got to bump it up to at least a B.
No, bagels can stay where it's
No, okay, bagels can stay. Yeah.
Rick, you're saying that move that up to an A.
Yeah.
That is what I am saying.
Yeah, you can move that one up to an A. But if bagels is B, yeah.
And you know what? You can even move one down to a C. Those two can't be Bs.
Yeah.
I think bagel, there's no way bagel's a C. So it has to be, I think I'm okay with this. I know, Ben, you're probably not, but I think
it's fine.
Okay. The fact that Lox bagels is an A, I'm so happy.
We can't win them all.
The cream cheese options alone guarantees a B.
Yeah. I'm liking our distribution so far. Let's go on to the next breakfast food item, the breakfast egg sandwich. And I said breakfast egg sandwich, meaning it's got at least breakfast egg and cheese, or breakfast. It's got at least some sort of bread, egg and cheese, and probably a meat. So this is the kind of what we talked about in our fast food tier. Gas station
yes, food, yeah. And it won.
This was the breakfast sandwich, is what this is, with egg. Where does this go?
I'm going to say A, and I'm prepared to to lose.
McDonald's makes really good.
See, I was saying
it's an S. It's an S, 100%.
I'm good with that.
It belongs above the chicken biscuit. I will say that.
Yeah. If I'm looking at these things,
right?
Yeah,
time out. You think it belongs above an omelet?
Yeah. I do.
Boy, okay. You were arguing for an S for omelet earlier.
I think S and omelet belong together.
People grow, Rick. People grow.
They both belong in S.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're saying okay. Yeah. There it is.
Okay.
Easy there, little John.
Yeah. I'm Big John.
Next breakfast item, the Pop-Tart.
I thought that was a dessert.
The humble Pop-Tart. It's a breakfast item.
Is there a way we could not allow that to join the rest of our other foods?
I mean,
are you giving it an F?
I would give it a...
I'll give it a C.
I would give it a click to add speaker notes rating down there.
If you put it above a C, then we're done.
It's a C for sure. Pop one of them.
No, I can't.
For sure. I would pick that over oatmeal for sure. Or a parfait.
No.
Yeah, I would have Pop-Tart over oatmeal yogurt parfait.
Okay. If it ends up as C, is fine. I just need it on the record that no.
It is interesting that it's next to French toast. It's kind of weird.
That means they're the same. Blows the same my mind.
No. No.
The exact same.
No.
Ben, we were fine. And we were fine.
It's fluffy bread with sugar. There it's the exact same
fluffy
idea.
About a Pop-Tart.
The same thing. Especially if it's a cinnamon Pop-Tart, it's the exact
same. If the synonyms are the same thing,
I'm still daydreaming about bacon.
Yeah.
Next fast food item. Fast food. Why? I'm drunk. Next breakfast item
might be fast food.
Might be avocado toast.
Fuck that.
Mm-mm. Overhype.
Look, I like toast and I like avocados, but fuck the avocado.
It's like
toast.
Fruitcake. Fruit good, cake great, fruit cake, that's great.
That's great. Thank you, Jim Gaffigan.
I'm giving it an F. What are you guys giving it?
I'm totally giving it an F. You can give it a G.
I'm at a C. Like, I like it, but I'm not here for it. Like,
it's too much work for the payout. I don't know. It tastes weird.
Rick, where are you at with avocado? I put it on here because it's overhyped, but yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing as a Pop-Tart and French toast. No.
You know what? If you put avocado in a bowl and I can dip like toast points in it, I would raise it higher. But avocado toast, no, I don't like the delivery. I think it's crap.
Like, if you're having hesitations to put an F, that makes it a C, basically.
He's having hesitation to put a C.
No, yeah, that's an F. But no, you're right. The fact that there's debate, I agree with that, even though I don't think that applies to the other things in F. But
yeah, I agree. But I think it's C. I think C's fine. The fact that it's on the same level as
It's with the rest of its family.
No, it's Emily.
I can't put it on the same.
No, it's the same thing.
No,
the same
it's not. Things. It's not.
Thank you for that.
It's F.
It's a new breakfast.
Get it out of here.
Pop tart coming out tomorrow.
I'm gonna hit you in the head with your vintage bassoon case.
That's very specific.
Next breakfast item: pancakes.
Oh,
B.
I would love pancakes to be above French toast. That would make me so.
That's what I was about to say. I was like, if it's above,
I think
yes.
A.
Definitely not A.
No, I'm not giving you A.
I'll give you B. I'll tie it with waffles.
They're
the same thing.
They're not the same thing.
They're not. Waffles is not,
Look, there's two types of people in this world: people that eat waffles and people that eat pancakes.
And the people who eat pancakes and one of them is wrong. Subordinates to the people who eat waffles,
and that's why they're the same thing.
They're not.
I said one is less than the other, so the one that's less than the other should go below the one.
I agree. So move bagels down.
What? I'm at a C based on this list. I'm at a C for pancakes. I'm not mad about B.
I'm not mad about B.
B.
Rick, are you saying B?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you,
Rick. That's fine. I don't like it. I think French toast should be.
You're on the right side of history right now. This is right. Pancakes deserves to be on B.
Anyway, next breakfast.
Have you played Frisbee with French toast in a parking lot? No, you have with McDonald's pancakes.
If you those are not pancakes. I don't know what they are, but they're not pancakes.
That's fair. That's real.
That's real. Next breakfast food item. Sausage gravy.
Ooh,
gross.
I actually think this is the last one. So sausage gravy. Where are we at?
F.
We got two Fs.
I need to do this topic again without a bunch of Yankees.
Dude, I was born like we grew up next to each other.
Earlier when you were hating on grits, you were like, Rick's from Georgia, so you started.
I know.
He threw you under the bus.
Sausage gravy needs to be an A in my opinion.
I'm at an A.
We got two F's and two A's.
So
what?
Somewhere around B, C?
Just why?
So you were eat this before you eat pancakes?
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
You're lying. I fucking Rick, love. You're lying.
I would drink that before I even looked at pancakes.
You would drink snot? That's literally what it is.
It looks like snot. Ranch, guys.
I would drink snot before the pancakes, before the shredded hash browns, before the chicken and waffles, before the biscuits. I would kick a bagel to get to my sausage gravy. Yeah, I would. Yeah.
See, I understand.
It's so good.
Hash brown.
There's our topic, or there's our title. I put drink snot.
Sweary pancakes, not a B.
I need you guys to explain to me why you're saying it's an F, other than saying it's a consistency thing. It's a cop-out answer.
I mean, no, I don't like the flavor of gravy on top of anything
exactly
like this. Honestly, I don't even like, you know, regular gravy for
Thanksgiving,
for like turkey and stuff. But, but this is different. It's like gelatinous almost. Mm-hmm. And it's gross. It's doesn't taste good in that form.
Speaking of gelatinous, you guys realize I didn't put Chinese food on here. I was very close.
Yeah, but that's not. I don't like Chinese food.
I didn't want to break my own heart because I knew that wouldn't. Yeah. I knew that wouldn't be S tier. So,
we don't like congealed grease for breakfast.
I think B makes the most sense.
It's fine.
It's a C.
It's definitely not a C.
I would
like it to be an F, but I would give you a C.
The problem is, Raul, is that we're only, I would say 50% of the population loves gravy and 50% doesn't.
So B makes sense.
B probably makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is the conclusion of our breakfast food tier list. Before we put our final stamp of approval, is there anything on here that we need to move around? My first thought is sausage should probably go to an A.
No.
But that's me. That's the only thing here that sticks out to me other than French toast should move up to B. But
Rick, I will make a deal with you. If we move sausage to A, we can move gravy to A.
No.
Okay, well then they stay.
Did you mean grits?
No, I meant gravy.
Because essentially they're the same thing.
I mean,
that was the point. Yeah. Sausage gravy, like that was it. So if you want to move gravy to A, then we have to move sausage to A. And you said no. So that's fine.
Then I'm okay with it being B if that's what I have to make. Because right. I would move gravy to C to move sausage to C. So you can take your bullshit sausage out of here.
It's so much better than most things. Other than the sausage and French toast, I don't see anything on here that I'm like willing to
fight over.
Yeah, but I think overall it's good.
I think it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like it. And obviously there were some that were less left off of this list. And if they didn't make this list, that doesn't mean they're less than an F. It just means
didn't make the pool.
I just didn't want to include them because they were too close or whatever. Didn't think about it when I made the list. So cool. I like this list. I think I'm happier with this list than I was. No, I was pretty happy with the famous animal tier list. This is pretty close.
This is better. The animal tier list is bullshit, but just saying.
Well, so that was our breakfast food tier list. And I think we've probably been at this bar long enough to go eat some breakfast food at this point. So no last call, but that's okay. Raul, before we leave, tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you're doing.
Right. Well, you guys can find me on YouTube every Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time. That would be 8 o'clock your time.
Mm.
It's Eastern. Every Sunday at the same time, same place, under Raul Reitz on YouTube. I'm going to be interviewing authors. I have a partnership, which is super cool, with Shadow Spark Publishing till the end of June. I'm going to have all their authors on throughout the partnership, so I'm set with guests. But for you guys, whenever you guys are down, let me know. I'll create a completely different show and we can have another go at this. So much fun.
I'm down for that. Well, thank you for joining, and thank you to our listeners for listening, I guess. I don't know. You can find us at the_barbanter. I think that's our handle on several different places. We're on YouTube, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. For socials, we're on Google and Spotify and Apple for the actual podcast. If you want to change wherever you're already listening to this for whatever reason, if you've gotten this far, you probably are already listening on your podcast device of choice. But at the end of the day, just remember that this is our podcast. Oh, wait, hold on. If you want to support the podcast, there's a link in the description. We can use it to buy new mics or buy better equipment. Buy me a faster computer so I can do better video stuff. Things like that. You could just do that. Just click on the link.
Or better beer.
But support our bar tab by just, buy us a beer or five. Just do it. Please. 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 or don't, because this is our podcast and you're just along for the ride.